Minnesota's growing wolf population has been moving outward from the state's northern forests into farm country in the west and south. The bill signed into law by Governor Ventura will relax protections for wolves who venture outside the northern forests into the southern and western two-thirds of Minnesota. People in those areas will be able to shoot wolves to protect pets or livestock. The bill also allows people in the northern forests to kill wolves actively threatening pets or livestock. The legislation will take effect after the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service takes wolves off the endangered species list. The agency has long said wolves have recovered so well in Minnesota they no longer need federal protection. But attorney Richard Duncan, who represents the Sierra Club on wolf issues, is worried about the fate of Minnesota wolves when federal protections are lifted and the state's plan kicks in.
What you have to do is look at what the state plan does, which is essentially open up a free fire zone on wolves in the southern and western two-thirds of the state, and liberalizes taking rules in the rest of the state, and ask yourself, is that the type of plan that we should be thrusting an animal into immediately after it comes off the endangered species list?
Duncan says without a better state plan, the Sierra Club will go to court to stop the Fish and Wildlife Service from lifting federal protection for wolves. He expects a wide range of national and local environmental groups to join in. But to win in court, they must prove that turning Minnesota's wolf population over to state management would jeopardize the animal's long-term survival. Wolf expert David Meach of the Federal Biological Resources Division says he sees no scientific evidence to support that fear. He says the killing allowed under the state's plan is so limited, Minnesota's population of 2,600 wolves can easily maintain itself.
The population could sustain a human take of probably a good 1,000 wolves without any problem for the population to withstand, because they reproduce so fast that each year they produce a couple thousand wolves.
Meach expects even under the state plan, wolves will continue to expand their range out of the North Woods. The Fish and Wildlife Service is now evaluating the Minnesota plan. The service's Ron Refsnyder says he expects they'll go ahead with the delisting proposal. He says he anticipates a court challenge, but does not think it will succeed.
We are biologically going to be on solid ground before we decide to delist Minnesota wolves. I think that there are some environmental groups and some individuals who simply feel that once a species is added to the federal threatened and endangered list, it should stay there forever. And that simply is not the goal.
But the Fish and Wildlife Service has tried in the past to lift some federal protection for Minnesota wolves and has been stopped by court challenges. In 1978, the Sierra Club and other groups obtained a court injunction preventing the service from trapping and killing wolves unless such killing was limited to wolves causing significant losses of livestock. In the mid-80s, the Sierra Club got another injunction which prevented sport hunting of wolves. Those injunctions are still in place. Attorney for the Sierra Club, Richard Duncan, says in those cases, the courts rejected many of the arguments made by the service and federal wolf experts. Instead, courts have required more care to ensure the long-term survival of the wolf.
I think that the better long-range program for the wolf is to allow the wolf to expand where it will in the state, consistent with limited, targeted trapping of problem wolves, compensation for landowners who actually suffer wolf losses, to manage those wolf-human conflicts with a minimal amount of damage to the animal.
Not all environmental groups oppose Minnesota's wolf management plan. The nation's largest conservation organization, the National Wildlife Federation, has come out in favor of it. Other environmental groups are waiting for more details before they decide whether to oppose or support taking the wolf off the endangered species list under the state plan. The Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to make a delisting proposal as early as this fall. After that, the service has 1 year in which to make the final decision. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.